The Licking County Aging Partner says due to the extreme cold, Meals on Wheels will be canceled for today. All social lunch sites will be closed except for Heritage Hall, where lunch will be served at noon. All other services will continue to operate as usual. Franklin County Commissioners have launched the One Dora Initiative, a groundbreaking program aimed at making it easier for all residents to access essential health and human services. This initiative consolidates services from four major county agencies, the Office on Aging, Child Support Enforcement Agency, Job and Family Services, and Justice Policy and Programs into a single integrated system. The United Way of Muskingum, Perry, and Morgan counties is having a community trivia fundraiser Thursday at 4:30 p.m. at Bryan Place in Zanesville. There's a table decorating contest followed by happy hour, trivia, and prizes. Superhero is the theme, and all attendees will get a superhero cape and mask. To get tickets, contact the United Way. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Licking Soil and Water is hosting a poster contest for K-12 school-aged kids residing in or attending school in Licking County. The posters should promote awareness of water pollution and encourage volunteer involvement in the River Roundup event. Participation is open to all students from public, private, and home schools. Entries must be submitted by April 4th. A new 216-unit apartment complex is set to be built in Lancaster to address the housing crisis. Construction is set to begin shortly on South Ewing Street, close to Lawrence Street. $69 million development named Emerald Place will be among the first to utilize the 2023 Ohio Low Income Housing Tax Credit. The Ohio Lottery says to check your tickets after a $1 million prize was won at Winner's Corner in Reynoldsburg. Business located on Baltimore-Reynoldsburg Road sold an auto-pick Powerball ticket for Wednesday's drawing. The winner will take home around $720,000 after paying the 28% tax on the prize. I'm Eric Brown reporting.